Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. It's safe to say Estabrook Dam, that spans the Milwaukee River where Glendale and Shorewood meet, is crumbling. It's also safe to say the dam is a source of controversy. Milwaukee County is responsible for the structure, and it plans to repair it, while environmentalists continue to press that it be permanently dismantled. Today, a Milwaukee County Circuit judge is due to take up a motion filed by Milwaukee Riverkeeper. It wants the court to declare Estabrook a public nuisance and to order the dam's removal. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz talks with people with varied opinions on what should become of the Estabrook Dam.
Karen Shapiro seizes any opportunity to express her disdain for the Estabrook Dam. The fact that it was fashioned by civilian conservation corps workers in the 1930s and that the resulting 100-acre impoundment above the dam served as a recreation destination for decades holds zero nostalgic appeal for the Milwaukee Riverkeeper executive director. Recently, Shapiro jumped aboard a bus full of journalists touring the Milwaukee River to give her take on the Estabrook Dam.
Going as far back as several decades, our Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources had been ordering Milwaukee County, which is the owner and operator of this dam, to make repairs to the dam to make it safe. Any owner of a dam in Wisconsin has a statutory obligation to maintain a dam in good repair and condition for preservation of life, health, and property.
Her organization became even more concerned when, in 2008, the dam suffered what Shapiro calls a partial failure.
It presents a real hazard on the river when water is unleashed from an impoundment downstream, and the department ordered the drawdown of the dam. In 2009, the department issued another order to the county saying, hey, look, either you repair the dam or decide to abandon it. They were supposed to complete repairs by this summer, which is definitely not going to happen, you will see. They haven't even started repairs.
It's the Wisconsin DNR's job to monitor completion of the dam project. So Shapiro says she was not pleased when the state agency extended Milwaukee County's window to complete dam repair.
The Department of Natural Resources extended a deadline to repair the dam till this October. We know it's not going to happen by then. And we're, you know, very strong advocates for removal, not only for the benefit of the river, to have a free-flowing river, but for economic reasons as well. It's cheaper to remove the dam than repair it by some millions of dollars. And given the county's neglect of the dam over many decades at this point, we have no reason to believe that even if funds were raised to repair the dam, that they would be able to maintain it to a tune of approximately $80,000 a year or over $1 million for a 20-year span into the future.
Shapiro's argument doesn't end there. She maintains the dam is not equipped to fulfill its function as a flood stopper.
This dam, when it was operational, would submerge in a 100-year storm and was basically for, you know, the benefit of the very few riparian owners that live along the river at that point so they can use their motorboats, etc.
A Riverside resident stands ready to greet us as we reach Estabrook Dam. Glenn Gable has immersed himself in its history and wants to see the dam preserved. He points out one of its features, a serpentine-shaped overflow spillway.
Why is it serpentine? It allows them to have over 500 feet of concrete in there, much bigger surface area, aerates the water significantly better. It's structurally more sound than a straight dam.
Gable passes out stacks of documents, newspaper articles, and maps to reinforce his case.
And if you look in your packets, you're going to see a newspaper article from 1937. It explains all of the flooding that they had at that time and how bad it was. In addition, you'll see the sections of the dam and how it's built.
Gable is convinced its design is sound, but wants to make it clear he's not an engineer, rather just a regular guy for whom this spot is sacred.
The aesthetics, the recreational use,
Primarily, I'm so concerned about so many homes being flooded and all of these things together. This is the only inland lake within the county that someone can put their own boat in. Why ruin this now? It's worked wonderfully for 70-plus years.
Will Warzen shares Gable's long history and passion for the river, but adds a different perspective. Warzen maintains Estabrook Dam's number one function was to deal with ice in the winter that created massive jams.
In fact, when I was a kid growing up in River West, they were using dynamite to free the ice. This dam was constructed with heaters. This is a terrible design. They actually had heaters installed on the gates. They didn't work. And as a result, the county, having to deal with all the flooding and all the jams on it, would do a fill and draw. Every Memorial Day or so, when people wanted to recreate, they would close the gates. Pool would come up. Every fall, they would close it, flushing everything else behind it.
Warzen works with the DNR, but today at the dam, he shares his personal assessment.
This structure has no flood benefit downstream. It certainly, during a flood, provides no benefit upstream. The only thing that's accurate about this project in its entirety being flood control was the fact that they lowered the channel back in 1937. They lowered the channel in order to remove a series of meanders. There never was a pool of water. There never was a pool of water or a lake-like environment like you have produced by this. It was a meandering channel. I mean, you had farms out here. There never was a lake here.
Warzen points out the fact that the world of the 1930s was a very different one. No one understood how floods really work. And Warzen adds, who could have imagined how roadways and other construction would crowd and compromise the river's ability to function?
And the watershed was getting more urbanized. There was more runoff, especially in the northern part of the county. Things changed.
The scientists suggest this highly urbanized area needs a fresh look. Perhaps, Warzen says, a series of step pools could be created in place of the dam.
Because if you keep operating the dam at full pool, eventually it fills in with sediment. And it starts to lose a lot of its values and functions. Opening and closing this thing every year is not environmentally a sound way to manage it. So there is an alternative here, and that is something that's more sustainable, less costly in terms of costs. If I'm wrong, I'll admit it, but it needs a fair, technically sound review.
All of this debate leaves Theo Lipscomb baffled. He's one of the Milwaukee County supervisors who staunchly supports repairing Estabrook Dam.
The current debate heated up in 2008 when I began working on raising the money to repair the dam. Prior to that, there was no concerted effort that I'm aware of to actually remove it. It was just by neglect. People assumed, you know, that it was becoming a problem, because it had not been effectively maintained.
Lipscomb made his run as county supervisor in 2008. Up until then, he admittedly paid little attention to the dam's physical state.
I was getting questions about it at the doors, and people were asking me, you know, where I stood on it, and I basically had to tell them I don't know enough about it. It's something I'll have to look into if or when I'm elected. And so I did do that, and been very active on it since then.
A decade ago, Lipscomb agrees, the public had every right to criticize the dam's mismanagement, but now he says the county is on course to complete its repair.
We have as much as $2.1 million in bonding that's been allocated,
as well as a $400,000 state grant designated for dam repair. Flood control is not the first answer to come to Lipscomb's lips when describing why it is imperative to repair the dam. Rather, he cites its recreational ripple effects.
That section of the river with the dam in operation and the higher water level creates effectively a 100-acre lake, a 100-acre inland lake, generally a still water condition, just a very different dynamic, different environment for recreation and all the various ways that people use the river, canoeing, kayaking, boating, fishing, and just observing nature, you know, walking along the shores. So, you know, while I understand people like, you know, what happened down at the North Avenue Dam, that's a different condition, being that it's sort of down in a valley, whereas this one is largely at the level of the land and buildings surrounding it are very close to for most of its path north of the dam, and up to the waterfalls in Clinch Park. So many homes built along there, as well as the parkland. So very important to maintain that.
It's no secret that this supervisor has a special connection to Estabrook Dam. A lifetime ago, when his mother was a girl, Lipscomb's grandfather managed this and several parks along the river.
And they had a house right in the park. The river was her backyard, and my grandfather would walk down in the storms and open it up when it was needed to open up the gate. So I have a long family history with it.
Lipscomb's lineage is unlikely to come up in the Milwaukee County Circuit Courtroom. Instead, Milwaukee Riverkeeper will attempt to cement its case that Estabrook Dam should be deemed an irreparable nuisance. According to Supervisor Theo Lipscomb, Milwaukee County is on course and on schedule to bring the dam back to its former self. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Susan Bentz is WUWM's environmental reporter. The Estabrook Dam hearing is scheduled for 2 p.m. today at the Milwaukee County Courthouse. There is a link to more information at WUWM.com/lakeeffect. Coming up next, a new effort links doctors, patients, and a local gym to facilitate exercise. We'll hear about Exercise is Medicine when Lake Effect returns in a moment on Milwaukee Public Radio.